Tatlong taon na ang nakakaraan nang nakipag-usap ang SBS sa isang grupo ng kabataang lalaki habang magsisimula sila sa kanilang unang taon ng pag-aaral para maging pari sa isang seminaryo sa Melbourne. Dahil may tatlo pang taon ng pag-aaral, ang tinatanggap nilang pagsasanay ay maaaring maimpluwensyahan ng Royal Commission sa Child Sexual Abuse na maglalabas ng kanilang desisyon sa Disyembre ng taong ito. Sinabi ng pinuno ng seminaryo na handa siyang sumagot sa mga rekomendasyon. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang mga karagdagang ulat ni Greg Diet. Ikapito pa lamang ng umaga sa Corpus Christi Seminary, isang kolehiyo ng pagsasanay para sa mga paring Katoliko. Kasama sa mga nagsisimula ng kanilang dasal at misa ay isang third-year seminarian, ang 21 taong Olex Tirat.
The seed is the word of God, Christ is the sower. All who come to me will live forever.
Sometimes, you know, it's 6 a.m., I hear the alarm, and I think to myself, oh, Jesus, here we go again.
oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, so I suppose like a little prayer.
Si Olex Tirat ay isa sa 57 seminarista sa Corpus Christi. Ito ay isang 7 taong paglalakbay upang maging pari at may kasamang sumpa ng hindi pag-aasawa. At ito ay ayos lang para kay Olex Tirat.
I remember one priest saying to me, like, someone asked him a question, when does the difficulty end? He said, oh, 5 minutes after you're dead. but I think, you know, you grow an awareness of yourself and who you're called to be and what makes you happy. And I think that's what draws me on. And it's not a burden, it's something, you know, it's a source of joy as well and strength for ministries.
Karamihan sa mga seminarista ay isinilang sa Australia, Vietnam, Myanmar, Zimbabwe, Mauritius at South Korea. Si J.C. Napoles, isang 29 na taong seminarista, ay nasa kalahati ng kanyang 7 taong paglalakbay.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't feel as confident as I am now today. So I look forward to the rest of the formation and I look forward to the ordination and I suppose the priests who are forming us are looking forward to seeing us getting ordained.
Si Father Dennis Stanley naman ay naging direktor ng kolehiyo noong Enero. Sinabi niya na hinikayat niya ang mga seminaristang gumawa ng mga tala sa mga lumalabas na paksa sa kahabaan ng Child Sexual Abuse Commission.
The work of the Royal Commission is now a part of the context in which we live. It's part of our time and place. We must take it seriously because it's our story. It's our story of the woundedness and the irresponsibility and sometimes lack of formation that's gone on in the past.
Sinabi naman ng 25 taong trainee Anthony Beltrame na gustong siguruhin ng seminaryo na ang mga pagkakamali ng nakaraan ay hindi na mauulit.
We really empathize with the victims. But I think we see ourselves as part of the solution of sort of making sure that this never happens again and sort of moving forward from here in the right direction. So we definitely see ourselves as part of that solution.
Ayon kay Father Stanley, may maliwanag na larawan ng lumalabas sa komisyon tungkol sa pangangailangang mangyari na hindi niya gustong pangunahan bago lumabas ang ulat nito.
I think we need to look at the hearings themselves. We need to listen to the voices of those who have been hurt. We need to look at what we are doing and to respond to that, how that's integrated into the formation of future clergy, and then see what the Royal Commission recommendations say.
Isang mahalagang tanong ang humaharap sa lahat ng institusyon sa kung paano sila magkakaroon ng mas magandang karunungan para maiwasan ang pang-aabuso. ang grupong Childwise ay nagtatrabaho upang bawasan ang epekto ng pang-aabuso at pagsasamantala sa kabataan buhat pa noong 1991. Sinabi ng kanyang direktor sa programa, Michael McKay, na kailangang magkaroon ng maliwanag na polisa at paraan ang organisasyon upang maiwasan, matuntunan at masagutan ang pang-aabuso sa mga kabataan.
Absolutely crucial and critical, and I can't stress this enough, is making sure that children and young people in organizations have a voice and that that voice is heard and that they are supported to speak up. That they are taken seriously when they raise concerns, and that organizations make the effort to talk to them about their own personal safety and protective behaviors, the things that they can do themselves in terms of recognizing concerns and speaking up about them.
Nakatakdang ilabas ng komisyon ang kanilang ulat sa darating na Disyembre.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.